Welcome back, and thank you for joining us today for week two of our ongoing 15-week series of tools to support your life journey. Now, as many of you are aware, these tools can be found in Jane's book, Spiritual Power Tools Support for Your Soul. And as I mentioned to you last week, this series will empower you to become your infinite self. Let us begin with the prescription for spiritual alignment. We are aligned with the presence of God within. We are protected by God's love, wisdom, knowledge, and grace. The God consciousness within helps us discover more about who we are. Thank you, God, for the gift of spiritual intuition. Thank you, God, for aligning our conscious, subconscious, and superconscious minds. Amen. Today, Jane will be expanding our understanding of meditation as she teaches us how to tap into the God computer or the infinite intelligence of the universe during meditation. Let's watch and listen.
Well, here we are celebrating the spiritual power tools. It's been 10 years, and I'm continuing to talk to you about the importance of these tools to your spiritual growth and how they've helped me and how important they are to use and how they will give you a lot of support when you feel that you have, I want to say, lost it on the journey. And I'm going to say lost it on the journey because there was many times I felt like I lost it on the journey. And yet I had never lost it. But I felt lost. I felt like, what is this all for? And yet there was a part of me that knew that there was something bigger happening and that I should not get depressed or it's not going fast enough. That was one of my big things. Oh, yay, I'm doing this. I'm meditating. These things are happening to me. Why isn't it moving faster, God? Why is it not coming boom, 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 boom? I'm sitting here. I'm listening. And I found out there's a process that needed to go on for me to move my own spiritual energy, and I'm going to talk to you about this energy, and that if you can picture yourself as a light bulb, and you have 25 watts going through, and so you could only take that 25 watts through your equipment because that's all you are wired for. And all of a sudden, someone comes in and rewires you to take a 100-watt light bulb, which is more powerful and you can see more in a room. And your spiritual meditations are the exact things you need to do to up the energy pattern within yourself. And I can speak of this with great authority because I know this happens to all of us as we start our journey. We have to get new equipment, so to speak. Now, you can see that right over here, I have the God computer. And you have to understand that I put the God computer together in the 80s. When computers were just coming out, the standalone computer was finally here, and people were beginning to use computers. Well, now you got laptops, you know what all you have, and I don't have to talk to you about that because you know what's there. But I want you to see that this was where I was. This was the greatest and latest computer. So to help me to understand what I was doing when I was meditating, I envisioned a computer. And I thought about that as the God computer. I just made that up in my mind because that helped me to understand that I was tapping into another vibration, another energy, the God computer. So as you can see, here I am with the God computer. God, the main computer. Way back then, there was the main computer that all the other computers connected to. Oh, now it's the internet and all the things that you know about now and that I'm using now. And someday I guess I'll have to redo this computer and make it the latest and greatest laptop that ever was created. But nevertheless, this is going to do for right now. And you can create your own computer, your own laptop, or whatever you want to in picture. But this is what I thought about in the early 80s, that God was the computer, the main computer, and I needed to access that computer. And through meditation, I was able to access the main mainframe, the main thing. I guess you would say you could Google the internet. There was no such thing as Googling the internet at that time. But that's what you can think about if you wish to. It's all the same thing. This computer idea that I had, which helped me to stay focused, because when I sat down to do my meditations, I saw myself connecting to God and asking for guidance and information to come down into my conscious mind. That helped me with my meditations. That gave me a, so to speak, framework of reference, which was necessary for me to picture in my mind something, in some way, I could tap into the infinite intelligence of God, the infinite intelligence. I could call this, I'm tapping into the infinite intelligence, the God computer, where I could Google whatever I wanted to get whatever I needed to know. But I'm going back to the fact that I had to have the vibration and energy to connect, whoops, with the main computer. I had to have the necessary energy to connect with that infinite intelligence. Just like for you now, you have to upgrade your energy or the cable, the Wi-Fi that's coming in, so that you can access more things and move more quickly on your computer. Same thing with us. We have to meditate in order for the energy to change, so it'll be easier to move into the infinite intelligence of this planet. So that is what you're doing. So when you're meditating, you are tapping into the source. You are tapping into the source. And when you tap into the source, according to the vibration you're on, the information will come to you through however the infinite intelligence speaks to you. And when I say speaks to you, it was never a voice. It was an impression, a vibration I got that computed, and I understood, oh, I understand that from some place within me. So there's a vibration that comes that helps you to interpret the energy from the main computer, the infinite intelligence. So when you are committed to doing your meditations, what you are is committed to tap the universal knowledge of this universe, and more important, the universal knowledge of your soul. Now, I didn't know that when I started meditating. I didn't know that I was going to tap into my soul and my soul's history. I had no idea of that. I didn't even know there was such a thing. I only knew what my heart was telling me. I knew that there was this part of me that was saying, I want you. I want to know. I want to know. And that determination connected me to that infinite intelligence. And things started to come into my conscious mind. And I began to feel the new energy. Aha, I would say, that's interesting. I just had a thought that I'd never thought before. So I began to write down things that were happening in my meditation. Because to me, that was important to understand what was happening in my meditation, what was coming down into my consciousness to help me evolve and to understand now that I understood that I was a soul. And I understood that I had been here for a very, very, very long time in other lifetimes, and that my soul had a history. And there was something in me that was going to go and look at my soul's history. But in order to see my soul's history, I had to meditate. I had to still my mind so that I could connect with that divine presence within myself and within the universe. The universal consciousness, the great computer, which was coming down, bringing me understandings. And the more I meditated, the more understandings I got, because I was getting into a higher and higher and higher vibration. But this did not happen overnight. It was a slow, much slower than I wanted it, but it was slow but true. It was coming. I was accessing the infinite intelligence of this universe, the abstract mind of God, which is far different from the intellectual mind that I had. The intelligence that I had was now accessing something greater and more vast than I'd ever tapped into before. So when you are meditating, I say to you, think of yourself as tapping into the universal knowledge of God. And that's what you're doing when you're doing your meditations. You're going outside of who you think you are into what God sees you to be. And we'll go on and talk about that as we move through these spiritual power tools. But my journey began with meditation. And the next thing that happened was my computer. I had to give myself some sort of idea of what I was doing and why I was doing it. So this made sense to me. So you can look in the Spiritual Power Tool book and you'll see I have a little computer there. You can design your own computer. I don't care what you do about that. But fix yourself something that you can picture within your mind so that when you're meditating, you are just not sitting there, ho-hum, but you are understanding that what you're doing is changing your vibration and you're tapping into the infinite intelligence of this planet. And you are getting retooled, so to speak, a higher vibration. Instead of being a 25-watt bulb, you're getting to be 100-watt. And then as you continue your meditations, you continue getting upgraded, so to speak, like we upgrade our laptop or our whatever computer you have. And by the time somebody is looking at this 25 years ago, I mean, 25 years from now, they're going to say, what on earth is that lady talking about? I'm talking about tapping the universal consciousness of this planet. And if you are looking at this 25 years from now, make yourself up something that will work for you to help you to tap into the source. And by now, a lot more is available to you than right now in 2014. Here I am. So I say to you, create your own spiritual power computer. I don't care how you do it, what you do, and how you make it, but make one up for yourself. You can use this if you want to. It's probably out of style. Hey, doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Make yourself up something that's going to help you to understand that you are tapping the energy of this planet when you're doing your meditations. And that's why it requires you to do it on a daily basis and particularly at the same time every day. Now, at my beginning of my meditations, I did it early in the morning because it was before my children got up. And that was a sure thing. Nobody was going to disturb me. And after I put everybody to bed, then I could do it again. So those were my two times that just worked for me. Do whatever you want to. But at the beginning, you have to have some sort of schedule for that. And then as you grow in the spiritual understandings, you can have different schedules according to where you are in your spiritual growth. So create your own computer. Create your own vision. I don't care what it is, how it is, but use it understanding that you are tapping the universal knowledge, the cosmic energy of this planet. Cosmic energy. Now we'll talk more about all that as time goes on. So this is your next opportunity to create your own spiritual power tool according to where you are and what you need. Some sort of computer, some sort of the latest technology, wherever it is, because it denotes tapping into the higher energy. And no matter if it's 100 years from now, you still have to tap into that energy. You still have to meditate and still your mind. You still have to move your own self by commitment. Doesn't matter. Jesus, Buddha, all the saints, everyone said they meditated. And the truth of our being is there's something greater than where we are right now. Tap into it. Tap into it. And see yourself tapping into it. By having this visual for me, it helped me to see when I sat there and shut my eyes that I was going into something that I'd never been in before, a new vibration, a new energy. And it became much more exciting to sit down and meditate. Even if my mind was going crazy, I could at least still it somewhat, and that was good. If I could at least make my commitment that I'm going to sit here, even if my mind goes crazy on me, I don't need to pay attention to it. I need to just let it go by and know that I'm tapping into the universal consciousness, which will send down whatever message I need to hear today. So go to work and create your own computer, your own visual. Whatever it is, who cares? As long as it, you understand you're using that to tap into the universal mind. Bye-bye for now as we move forward.
Jane has given us a great deal of information and an opportunity to enhance our meditation experience daily by knowing that as we meditate, we're tapping into the infinite intelligence of the universe. To some of you, this may be new information. To others, it's a confirmation of what you already are experiencing when you meditate. Now, as spiritual seekers, we learn early on that we're responsible for sitting down and meditating every day. If I want to expand my consciousness, I have to do the work. No one is going to do it for me. If you want to expand your consciousness, you have to do the work. No one is going to do it for you. And quieting the mind doesn't happen overnight, as Jane has stated over and over and over again. It takes time, it takes discipline, and a heart's desire to know yourself, to know your whole self. When you sit down to meditate this week, please remember you are tapping into the universal consciousness of the planet. I want to say that to you again. Remember that when you sit down to meditate this week, you are tapping into the universal consciousness of the planet. And at this time, I want to invite you to join us every Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Time for our Q&A gathering. Please note that additional information is noted below in the chat area. We are grateful to you for your gifts to the center, which allow us to continue this work serving all souls. And the information for donations is also listed in the chat area below. Let us take a few minutes to meditate together. Please close your eyes and let the chair support you. We are tapping into the universal consciousness of the planet. The infinite knowledge of this universe. This is your time to let go of any thoughts that no longer serve you. Allow your mind to open into this new experience of universal consciousness. Allow energy of the universe to flow in and through you. Be still. Your heart is being opened to a new experience of love. Your desire, your only desire, is to know yourself in the infinite. You are experiencing the flow of this new energy and vibration. And your soul is grateful. And as I move from this quiet time of meditation, I know that my soul has been touched. By a new understanding. And experience of universal consciousness. Amen.
I want to thank you so much for joining us today, and I look forward to visiting with you next week. Bye now.